From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As the United States tries to speed up the transfer of power in Iraq, American operations in Afghanistan have reached a milestone. 2 years ago today, the Taliban fled Kabul, clearing the way for U.S. and Northern Alliance forces to move in.
There's still fighting in many parts of Afghanistan, but the country is taking steps toward democracy. Thousands of copies of a draft constitution are being circulated throughout the country, often by donkey. The constitution will be debated, then voted on at a traditional council or loya jirga.
To find out more about the constitution and the country's burgeoning democracy, we're joined by Afghanistan Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Abdullah, could you give us a brief description of the government structure under this new constitution?
It will be a presidential system with bicameral parliament, Senate and Congress. Hopefully the elections for the presidency will be held June 2004.
And the extent of the president's powers?
Of course, there is a balance between what the president can do in the parliament, but it is a strong presidential system, I could call it.
A commander of the military?
The commander of the military, he appoints the ministers, he dismisses the ministers, and he takes major decisions, of course.
The draft constitution calls for civil law that is in keeping with Islamic principles, a concept that causes some discomfort among the village clerics. Is this a case where foreign governments are pushing Afghanistan further along the road to democracy than the country is perhaps willing to go?
I think the country is quite willing to go. It is not something which will be imposed upon the people. What we found out during consultations with the people, when the main issues in the constitution were being consulted with the people, while the people wanted to see respect, in full respect for Islamic values and traditions and culture, at the same time, as far as democratic principles concerned, they were asking for it. So it shows how Islamic values are compatible with democratic spirit and democratic essence. But nevertheless, there are forces who are against the process as a whole, extremist elements which are of a different agenda. They will not be happy. They will not. They will try to create problems. But as far as the people of Afghanistan is concerned, some of these democratic institutions already existed in a sort of traditional Afghan society, like shuras or councils. So some of these things are now will be a part of the future life of the Afghan people in the constitution will facilitate.
And the role of women under this constitution?
It has provisioned equal rights for men and women.
And what does that
in
mean?
Afghanistan.
How is that specifically spelled out?
They have their rights, their fundamental rights, the rights for political activities, the rights for voting and for holding property and so on and so forth, everything. At that level, it is equal.
Does it guarantee the participation of women in the government?
Of course. Of course, not only it guarantees, but also it promotes it.
Feuding warlords still control large swaths of the country, and because of that, President Hamid Karzai has had somewhat limited authority beyond the capital. Will this constitution actually change that?
I think in that sense as well, I may have to clear it a little bit. What is happening? It's not that the government, the central government, doesn't have the political authority in different parts of the country. It is rather the capacity to deliver the instruments which are needed in order to integrate itself in those parts. For example, talking about security situation, we have only a few thousand national police force being trained in the past 2 years' time. So that limits the capacity of the government as far as security situation is concerned. But major decisions taken by the central government has been implemented without opposition, perhaps not with total satisfaction by every single person, but without opposition or without making any obstacles towards it. So it is rather the instruments which is needed in order to rule different parts of the country and to integrate the government in different parts which are concerned than the political authority.
Dr. Abdullah, one last question. If you look into the future, 5 years from now, will Afghanistan be the one shining example of democracy in the Muslim world?
It should be, and it has the potential to be so. Then it depends on different factors, including the continuation of support from the international community to help a nation to move from within the ditch to a situation which not only its people are enjoying living together and working together, but it also can contribute to world peace and democracy.
Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
You're welcome.
Afghanistan Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah speaking to us about his country's draft constitution.